You're listening to the Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC, and WRVO Public Media. From our public relations practice in Syracuse, New York, I'm Crystal Smith. People seem to toss around the phrase, under-promise, over-deliver, as a strategy, way too much without really thinking it through. It actually can be a good strategy, if you can stick to it, without withholding information simply for the sake of under-promising. When we're on the right business path, we prepare ourselves to work our hardest, but maintain realistic, if not conservative, expectations. It's important to be honest with executives, your customers, and other audiences about what you're doing for them, and to provide them with updates when new information is available. But it's just as important to manage their expectations. This applies to everything from multi-million dollar projects to daily social media interaction for your organization. For example, we always recommend creating a detailed social media plan for your proactive engagement with fans and followers, and then sticking to a schedule for responding to inquiries. Just because it's easier to answer a few social media posts on the fly doesn't mean you should comment back and forth with fans of your organization right away, because when bad news breaks later, they'll expect you to be just as responsive. We all get excited about what we do, and it's hard not to promise the world to your boss, your client, or your customer. But it's much easier to explain better than expected results than it is to explain why you weren't able to deliver. And sometimes the only difference between those two outcomes is how you communicated. For help creating a strategy for your communications with any audience that continues to manage expectations and allows you to overdeliver, visit StratcomLLC.com. That's StratcomLLC.com. That's your Strategic Minute, brought to you by Strategic Communications, LLC, and WRVO Public Media. Are you being heard?